Brought to you by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. The Evolution delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. And by Flying Eyes Sunglasses. Flying Eyes have been designed for one specific purpose, to be the best and most comfortable sunglasses to wear with an aviation headset. For more information, visit FlyingEyesSunglasses.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2013. You're listening to our continuing coverage of the show. I'm with Phil Hurst, who's developing a new program, or a new network, really, called Air and Space Television. Phil, you've been at this for a while. We've been talking about it. Where are you? When's this thing going to launch? What's the business going to be like?
Sure. Well, it's a long process. As you know, Paul, I've been involved with another startup, the Golf Channel, and it took us about 5 years to get that on the air, and this is shaping up to be about the same. We're through the first phase, which is really doing the development of the programming and making sure that there's an audience out there and developing the entire concept. And now we're going into a phase where we need to actually start acquiring some of that programming. We need to actually build out the website and start doing some more strategic deals. So once we get that done, we enter a third phase where we actually will go out and acquire an underperforming network. You've probably read in the news about some recent networks, Current TV being bought, that sort of thing. That's the strategy that we're going to use for this channel to launch aviation and space television.
I guess, did the military channel do the same thing? It used to be Wings, and the transition into history, was that the same kind of business transition?
Well, it was similar to that. That's exactly right. It started out, actually outside of Discovery, that channel. One of the original founders, as a matter of fact, is on my advisory board. But Discovery bought the channel, but then they turned it into military channel so that they could just play more, you know, instead of just airplanes, tanks, and that sort of thing. But that's an example of one thing you can do if you've got a network. The other example, another Discovery network, they turned Discovery Health into the Oprah Winfrey network, and they've put a couple hundred million into improving the programming and marketing to make that one work.
And what kind of programming will you have on Air and Space? We can imagine what some of the obvious choices will be, but what might be the surprises?
Sure. Well, I think that you can expect all of the contemporary programming formats that you're going to see on just about any network now. It's just they're going to be geared towards aviation and space stories. For instance, we may have a competition reality show, but it'll be about pilots. Or we may have a contest where you can win, say, a Virgin Galactic ride. So everything is going to be all about the stories, and just because it's aviation and space doesn't mean that you can't tell all kinds of incredible stories. There's practically unlimited amount of things between all of the movies that have been out there, all of the books that have been published over the years. It's really a great category for this type of programming.
So is it likely that it'll have some regular weekly series?
Oh, absolutely. We think a nightly news program would be a key. And we've got a tentative one we're tentatively calling Altitude that would be just that. It would be 30 minutes. Here's what happened in aviation today, in space today, and that would include everything from commercial delays to buyouts to the Red Bull Stratos jump.
Is it kind of scary to fill a 24/7 black hole of content?
Well, you would think that that filling up 8,760 hours a year, which is what it works out to, would be a bit daunting, but here's the secret to television. Don't tell anyone, but people don't actually watch 24 hours in a row. So everything you put on there is going to be played a couple of times in different day parts. You play it overnight, you play it on the weekends. So you really can get by with a couple of thousand hours of programming per year.
When do you expect to launch?
Well, right now we're looking at probably a 2-year time frame. We're in a current round of fundraising and strategic partnerships, and once we get through that, we've got to move on to the next phase. So it just depends on how quickly things fall into place.
Okay, well, here's hoping they do.
Well, thank you very much, Paul.
This has been Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2013. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity. and by XMWX satellite weather. Onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more. XMWX satellite weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at Sun and Fun booth C024 or visit xmwxweather.com.